Welcome to Simplifying Life Through Technology. With us today is Jason Tannenbaum of Grinda Builders. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Actually, I don't know if you know, are you like in charge now? Are you the big cheese?
I'm like the chief cook and bottle washer. How about that?
I don't know where that goes, but Jason is one of our oldest builders, Grinda Builders, who we have been working with for a long time.
20 years.
Is it really
20 years? It is 20 years. 20 years this year.
That is unbelievable. When did you come to run? Oh, so quick backstory. We met, Jason and I met because we both worked at Ryan Homes, and that's where Joe Grinda of Grinda Builders was our boss, both of our bosses. And Jason came in. I was there first, but Jason came in right out of college, and you went to?
University of Georgia. Can we talk about that for the next 20 minutes?
No, actually, I do want to bring up one thing about the University of Georgia. What'd you do to make money there?
Oh, yeah. So that's actually how I got in the building industry. So at Georgia, there was no building or construction management program or anything like that. So kind of had to make my own. So me and a couple guys got together and we had this little company where we built dorm room bunk beds. And we figured out how to like streamline that and only build in the girl dorms. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So that's how I put myself through college.
That's really cool.
You literally put yourself through college doing it.
Yeah.
And didn't you say you had like super hectic move-in days? Like you would have to.
Oh, they were nuts. They were nuts because all the work happened. I mean, when we talk about seasonal work, it all happened like in 2 weeks in August. And so everything we did was preparing in advance of that and then getting ready for the next season. So
you were process driven, even though you didn't necessarily know what process was at the time.
I had no idea what that meant, but apparently that's what we were doing.
So very cool.
It was cool.
So are you actually from Georgia?
Where are you from? I grew up in Savannah.
Oh,
it's beautiful there.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It'd take the humidity away. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And the paper mill smell.
Oh, yeah. And the sand gnats.
Oh.
and tell us a little about your family.
So I have a wife and two kids, and my daughter is 10, and my son is almost 15.
Wow. Your son is 15?
Almost. Isn't that nuts?
God. Has he started driving yet? Or?
Oh, God, no. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. He's Next asking. Year. He's asking. I'm delaying. So
when you came on board with, you were with Ryan, as I just said, but tell us the lineage of going from there to Grinda Builders.
Yeah. So Joe Grinda, he'd left Ryan Homes, well, I guess 2001 or so. And then, he had started Grinda Builders and was ramping that up for a couple years. And, I was at Ryan and kind of following a path of production. And then I was in sales, then I was in sales management. And then, heard that Joe was looking to grow his company and we started talking and the rest is history.
Very cool. And and so what do you do there now other than the bottle washing?
There's a lot of bottles. so really it's running a business that fits our core values, and our core values are all about aligning with our clients to create value. And, you know, we talk a whole lot about getting our clients where they want to be. You know, people come to us with a big vision of redoing their house or building their house from scratch. And we try to take all the components and figure out, okay, what's the right team to build and how do we get them there? Because we have to build the team before we can build the house.
What do you mean by that? Expand on that.
Well, it's all in the planning process. So if they come to us up front and, you know, maybe they have an architect on board or maybe they don't have an architect on board, we want to figure out, okay, who all is needed in order to implement everything that they want to do. And it's asking a whole bunch of questions. And in many cases, that team is going to obviously start with an architect, and then that bleeds into the interior designer. And then beyond that, we certainly team up with guys like you, Sound Vision. Okay, who's going to do their technology? Who's going to do their lighting controls? Do we need a pool designer on board, a landscape designer? And once we pull all that together, we can go through the planning and figure out, okay, what's our game plan for building the house? That way the client has the option to make decisions and make educated decisions as well as, you know, have options.
And do you guys do primarily like new build or renovations, or what is your bread and butter?
Good question. It's a little bit of both. We do a number of new builds, and primarily those are larger custom homes, usually on the water. And then with our renovations, they're primarily renovations, which are whole house renovations where the client moves out. And when they move back in, it's generally a brand new house.
Yeah. I saw some of the photos online on the Grinda social media, and they're incredible before and afters.
Thank you.
Incredible. Now this, we've done something that's almost unheard of. We are 6 minutes and 46 seconds in, and the biggest talker in the room hasn't even spoke yet.
That is debatable, my friend. So, you know, we talked about what you guys specialize in. Like, give me an example of some fun, interesting situations that you guys have been in, whether it be something that was well-received or was a challenge.
You know, one project sticks out in mind where the client wanted an all-concrete house, super contemporary, super modern design, and wanted it generally all concrete. I mean, besides, you know, the glass for the windows and things like that. So,
sure.
It really posed a lot of challenges from the planning aspect, because once the concrete's there, it's there. There's no jackhammers allowed. So
all concrete.
You can't just take down a wall and move doors when it's an all concrete.
That's
house.
Right.
The
That's right.
level of complexity kind of rears its head.
I would imagine that was scary. I know years and years ago, we landed a large contract for a multi-building MDU down in Charlotte. I remember stepping foot on it for the first, seeing guys welding like three stories high going, what have we done? It had to have been scary, right? I mean, challenging, whatever word you want to put on.
Fear always came in right before a pour. And there were, that's exactly it. We built so many checklists and mechanisms so we wouldn't forget something. And did we double check and did we get this inspection? And I can't even remember how many pours were on that, but probably at least 25 separate concrete pours, because it all happened in sections and things like that.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Go ahead.
How does concrete cure? Does it cure perfectly every time? Or, I mean, is it one and done? What is the process?
It's pretty much one and done. So, I mean, there's a whole process of curing and takes 28 days and, you know, strength and things like that. But once it's in, it's in. And so it's a matter of making sure that, you know, concrete went in properly and was, you know, set in the forms properly and mm-hmm. things like that. Because once it's there, it's there.
I happened to come across a video the other day of some concrete guys on, I believe, a commercial site. I'd never seen this before, but they had some technical instrumentation that they were using to test the air level and the pressure strength on site before the architect would allow them to pour the concrete that was sitting in that truck onto that property. Did you guys run into anything like that?
Yeah, we did material testing for each pour. So it was sent out to a lab and they tested the strength and verified. And of course, if it comes back from the lab, it's already in place. So then you would have to demo it. But
I actually have a question. I hope this isn't a tangent. I don't mean it to be, but you mentioned in that process, you said you built all these checklists and these different processes to help so that you didn't forget something. Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of what does that look like? We're constantly trying to, and I think all three of our listeners are trying to come up with ways to make things better. Give me just a real quick example.
No, for us, it's, you know, we talk all the time about our process as our product. And, you know, it's not so much our 2x4s and our sheetrock and what windows do we use and things like that. Because the reality is we can order anything. We can use anything. It's whatever the client wants. Doesn't matter. As long as, you know, we can stand behind that product, we're all about learning about it and using it and you know, making it happen. But it's the process to get there. And, you know, for us, it certainly starts with checklists. It starts with, okay, let's not forget anything. And did we properly present all the information? And did we give the client all the information they needed to make the decision? We find that the more we can educate and the more we can help the customer walk through the process and keep them, you know, at the forefront of what's happening, it's less scary. It takes away some of that emotion and some of the surprises that can happen with building.
Yeah, very cool.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Where's building going in the future? What do you see? What's the next generation?
Teepees and wigwams. No, not really.
You forgot igloos.
Igloos too. It's a little warm around here for those. You know, good question. Good question. You know, there's a lot of discussion about what we see in the automotive industry starting to go into houses.
That's interesting.
Elimination of fossil fuels. All the technology is for electric water heaters, electric HVAC units. Certainly we're seeing a lot with solar coming about. Low voltage, you know, because gone are the days where your lighting is what ate up most of your power bill. Nowadays, LED lights, I mean, they use next to nothing. So certainly we're seeing the technology piece. There's a lot of building science between air infiltration. What we're starting to find is that, especially in the Charlotte market, with humidity, if the envelope of the house is not sealed up properly and you allow that moist, humid air into the wall cavity, it's going to condensate. And then you have moisture in your walls and then you have health problems. So a lot of building science behind things. We've made houses so tight over the last, you know, decade or two. Now we're figuring out, let's be careful about how tight the house is and make sure that we're doing things to allow water to escape and breathe properly and seal properly in certain areas.
These different verticals of technology advancements, like you talk about with possibly insulation, and are you guys as a builder corporately going and finding these technologies like at builder shows and then bringing that back to your subcontractor and trade partners and going, hey, I need you to learn this, or are they bringing it to you? Like who's the chicken, who's the egg?
Oh, I think it's a two-way street. I think it's chicken and the egg. We're not sure which comes first. Yeah. So, you know, for us, it's really, we don't claim to have all the answers. We just want to know how to go get the answers. So who we can team up with, I think, is huge. And so teaming up with the right vendors allows us to learn, particularly with what you guys do with Sound Vision. I mean, I'll be first to raise my hand with a new client and say, whoa, wait a minute. You're starting to talk about audio. Anything I tell you is going to be absolutely wrong because the technology is changing and it's advancing so quick. But I know who to go talk to. And that's really the key.
Very insightful. I had actually heard that we were building stuff so tight now that you almost have to let it breathe. And you mentioned that, and that's very interesting. Michelle, speaking of interesting,
yes.
What is your favorite question, Michelle?
Beatles or Elvis?
I know, I didn't want that question.
We can do that one too, but we can have two questions. We have a minute left or two left.
Okay, so 100% Beatles.
100% Beatles. 100%
Beatles.
Why is that?
It's the Beatles.
I'm actually not a fan of either, but I would assume that Elvis is on par with the Beatles as far as fame. And
I never really got into Elvis. I never really got into the Beatles, but it's just Beatles are so iconic.
Favorite bands? Who would you put there on your Mount Rushmore?
I'm not a huge music person, but probably more like just relaxing music. Kick back, you know, end of the day, Dave Matthews.
Okay.
Dave Matthews all day long.
He was in Charlotte but last week, right?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was. And then besides that, anything jazz.
Really?
Anything jazz.
Classic jazz or sort of new wave jazz?
Definitely classic jazz.
Wow. Okay.
Miles so New Davis, Orleans. Oh, Coltrane. Yeah.
I usually put that on when the guys aren't in the office. It makes me feel like I'm not at work. It just kind of changes the mood and breaks it up a little bit.
Makes it feel like I need a whiskey.
Yes.
Well, when we come in that. And Anna's been here, Anna, there's reggae and makes you feel like something else. So, you know, we do need to wrap it up. I know that you're on a time crunch, and so we want to make sure to be respectful of that. But we're just...
Thank you.
20 years is a really long time. I did not realize that. I will tell you, Joe was actually... I'm 52, and Joe was at my 30th birthday party. And I just looked up my house value from that house that he was in where we had the birthday party, and it's up 4 times. So I don't own it anymore, which is a kind of a pain. But anyways... But 20 years has been a long time, and we've done a lot of projects, and we're very, very appreciative and thankful for the partnership and the opportunity and just letting us grow together. It's been really, really cool. So thank you to Granda Builders. Thank you, Jason, for being here with us.
Well, thank you for saying that, and we feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Michelle, take us out.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more about Sound Vision at soundvisionlakenorman.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Sound Vision LKN, Instagram, and Facebook.